previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Westlife and Hello My Love with Felix Jean and Zoe Weiss. Do It Better on Algoa FM Breakfast of Wayne Lee and Charlie T. What a surprise this morning. You normally hear him in little news clips on Algoa FM News. Yes. We chat to him on the telephone when we want to know how the dam levels are doing. He's our go-to guy when it comes to anything weather-related. And then this morning he just...
And you guys know what he looks like. This is the first time I've been able to put a face to the voice. Yes.
Oh. Garth, Garth likes to hang out a lot, man. Yeah, it's like it.
Garth Sampson
in from studio.
The SA Weather Services. Hello.
Good morning and good morning to the team.
It's thank you for popping in today. There's got to be, we didn't know about this, just by the way. There's got to be a reason why you're here. I'm looking at the dates. It's the 1st of September. We were just chatting. I mean, where we based, Algoa FM's house is based in the Barkens Valley. And we were just talking many, many years ago, 1968.
54 years ago.
50 years ago, isn't it?
54
years ago.
Yeah.
1968, and we're overlooking an area back then that was just absolutely underwater.
And we didn't even mention it this morning yet.
No, we didn't.
Forgot about it.
It's the anniversary.
Well, none of us were born.
Am I right?
That is why I'm here, to remind you of 68.
Yo, Sunday morning, eh?
A Sunday morning, and that is what saved most people, because like I got the last time we did a remembrance, back in the days when you were at the boardwalk, I don't know if you remember, yeah. I got some calls of old ladies that said they had a bit too much to drink the previous night, and they had put a pot of curry on. Mm-hmm. And when they woke up, the pot of curry was floating past their bed. So most people were still in bed when the flood started. I myself was on the way to Sunday school and almost got washed down a drain.
Garth, was there a precursor? You said it was a Sunday morning. Had it been like raining the days before? Was it just out of the blue?
Just out of the blue. In those days, we didn't have the technology to forecast floods of that. At that time, to forecast where the cutoff low would be positioned, it could be anywhere between Plett and East London. Mm. Now the technology is much more
advanced.
Garth, was it a cloudburst?
No, cutoff low.
Cutoff low, yeah. Okay.
So everyone went to bed on a Saturday night, not thinking what was going to happen the next day,
and
woke up the next day, and that's when it started. That was just the start.
At half past 8 in the morning. By
on average, how much rain was falling per hour?
Okay, let's put it in the context. In 4 hours, you could take the entire Churchill Dam and throw it over.
No.
Wow.
The entire Churchill Dam. That's how much water. But 452 millimeters by lunchtime.
That is crazy.
That's over 100 millimeters an hour.
And how much rain do we average in Nelson Mandela Bay over a year?
We're lucky if we get 600.
Yeah, yeah. And they almost had that in one day. In less than one day, like 4 hours.
Well, Auntie Yvonne on Telegram, who celebrates a birthday today, says she remembers the floods. It was her 13th birthday back in 68.
Garth, I want to ask, you know, it's always a forecast. And we always speak about the one thing we need, in the catchment areas more particularly, is a flood. That flood of that proportions that happened in 68, do you think it will happen again?
It is going to happen again. It is going to happen again. It happened in 1847, 1867, 1908, 1968, 1981.
It's a trend.
It happens, and the scary part is, are we prepared for something like that?
Well, maybe you can answer that question.
Do you think we are? So. Well, I'm fighting to have the alien vegetation taken out of the Barkens River, because that'll be a start. Mm. The business community has seen what happened in KwaZulu-Natal. And incidentally, the 68 flood in our neck of the woods was worse than what happened in KwaZulu-Natal. Wow. By the minute, by the hour, by the four-hour period. It was worse.
However, there were many lives lost in KZN now recently, over 400 people killed. With the 68 floods, I think we only had a double digit, am I right?
14, I think it was 14, and I think it was 36 in 81.
And the reason behind that was because there were a lot of people off the streets. Yeah. It was a Sunday.
That's right.
No work, no school, which saved a lot of lives.
That's correct.
Well, I can tell you now, I don't feel so much sorry for myself as I normally do for not having the freestanding house and the massive small little holdings that Wayne and Charlton have for yards and the Bri areas. I think I'll stick to my block of flats. Thank you very much.
Well, even then, you don't know if you're protected.
I'm sure I'm a lot safer than you guys would be.
Well, I've seen photos of Warmer where the cars are floating underneath the flats.
Oh, my word.
What is, you mentioned Warmer. If you drive on Buffelsfontein Road, if you're coming from, let's say, the Lovemore Heights area, on your right-hand side, what is that?
Okay. Oh, that. Now, thank you, Wayne, for mentioning
what
that.
What is that?
Now can I have my preach for the day?
You're going to vent now.
Okay. That those are retention ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, brilliant idea. That's to prevent flooding. The excess stormwater comes in the one, it fills up. There's one in Green Acres. It fills up, then it goes to the next one, fills up and goes to the next one. And so it slows the floodwaters down. Big problem. It's become a nursery for wattles.
Oh.
You see all the wattles starting to grow there. What is going to happen is the water's going to come. It's going to push the wattles over. It's going to block the drainage system to the next retention pond, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to overtop, 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 and eventually it's going to overtop into Warmer locations.
And flood, which is what it was put there and designed for that reason, was not to flood.
That's right. So the big reason now is to get those wattles. The wattles are a curse of the bay.
What is your gut saying when you say that we'll experience the 68 floods again? What is your gut telling you in terms of when, like a timeline?
Well, it's long overdue. It is long overdue. We have a catastrophic event once every 36 years, and the last time was 81. Do the maths. But looking at, and that's where it comes, this drought could carry on still till 2028 if you look at previous records.
But what are the safety tips, Garth? That's what I'm most concerned about. I'm very risk averse. In the preparation or the expectation of floods, what do we do to ensure that in that situation we stay safe?
Well, number one, when it happens, don't go out. Don't go out onto the streets. Before the time, make sure your gutters are clean, your walls have got holes in so the water can get away. Make sure your drains are clean, your gutters are clean. Speak to your politician and make sure, or your ward councillor, and make sure your drains are clean around your house. That is the most important thing. We've seen now on the highway how those pools of waters and cars have been flipped over in the pools of water. That is very, very important. And also, we see Tongaat has been without water since April. And that's why I brought you people a little bit of a present.
Oh, I like this one. It's gifts, eh?
Oh.
So that you don't have to take a short shower. I brought you each a water tank.
Oh, my word.
Oh, so cute.
Thanks,
Scott. Those are adorable.
Well, the lady's saying adorable because it's probably the smallest water tank I've ever seen in my life.
Every drop is gorgeous. Thank you.
God, just quickly, I meant to ask, we did touch on it earlier, but the early warning systems we have in place, should something like this happen, look, it is a prediction, whatever, but how ready are we with regards to an early warning system? Technology has changed quite a bit. But it's unpredictable, as you see.
There was 68, they predicted light rain.
Sure.
Okay. So that was the type of technology that was there. Mm. We didn't have the technology. Let's put it this way. Technology and weather goes hand in hand with computers. So the better your computer, in 20 years' time, the computers will be better, the technology will be better. So, yes, we will see a system 5 days, 7 days ahead. That is building up. And as it gets closer, we can see the severity. So there are early warning systems out there. There are impact-based forecasts and warnings out there that will explain the impact to the public. And that is given through the disaster management agencies. So as far as the weather services goes, we are ready. We are ready for any incident. And we will monitor and forecast and warn long before the time. But everybody's got to play their part. That's why I say, even with water tanks, you know that if you got water tanks in your house, next to your house, I've worked it out just in my personal capacity. If I empty my water tanks, it can rain 75 millimeters before any water starts running in my garden. So that's got a dual purpose. And remember, the first thing that happens in a flood is your water. Your electricity, your water, your internet goes down.
Mm. Communication becomes a problem. Just quickly, last from my side, climate change, global warming. This is a topic that is hot right now. You think that global warming will have any sort of significant impact on the next big flood that we will experience?
In a nutshell, global warming says the peaks will be higher, the troughs will be lower, so therefore floods will be worse and droughts will be worse. Mm. I've done a little bit of extra research and found that the sea levels are rising slowly but surely, especially in the Swartkops estuary, and that will make a big difference with flooding. People use the term climate change very loosely, but I can say one thing. Since the year 2000 till now, we've had more record low events, like low months, low seasons, low years, low consecutive years, than any other period since 1900. So the low is very, very low at the moment. And that gives me a gut feeling that the high will be extremely high.
Yeah. All right.
It's scary. But at this stage, we're not out of the neck of the woods as far as water saving is concerned. The dams are still critical. Farmers are on an 80% restriction.
Sure.
That means that our food prices are going to escalate.
Go through the roof.
So, yes, we still got to play our part and be water smart. And I don't think it's ever going to end being water smart. The population's just increasing. So, like, I know you're passionate about your water tanks like me, but that's the way to go, is to become self-sufficient.
Absolutely. Listen, well, thank you for the surprise.
And the little gift.
Yeah. And the depressing information.
Yeah.
Don't call me Noah or the prophet of doom.
When can we expect, never mind floods now, when can we expect the next bout of just normal rain?
What is quite promising is the seasonal forecast till December is above normal. And if we go back for the 50-millimeter event, the next good chance of a 50-millimeter event is in November.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter, it's dry season.
Kertroeg,
reg tot maart, april, volgende jaar. So that is why that little bit of water we got now, we must use wisely.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll keep in touch with you as we normally do on the telephone. Whenever we have a bit of rain, everybody wants to know, is it raining in the catchment area?
And please, if those advanced technological systems do indicate that flood anytime soon, you get in touch with us immediately.
I'll bring you a life jacket.
We'll need one here in the valley. All right, 8:53 on Algoa FM.
Pull up to the park. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.